Hare Krishna. The great souls have explained what is the similarity and differences between Krishna Swarup and Krishna Naam. Krishna Swarup is form of Krishna. Krishna Naam is the names of Krishna. They experience both Krishna Swarup and Krishna Naam to be same. The experience that very exalted devotees get by chanting Krishna's name is same as coming in direct contact with Krishna. There is no difference. At the same time, they have explained there is one very important difference. The form of Krishna takes offenses seriously when you commit in his service. For example, Prabhupada instituted worship of Sri Gaur Nithai all over the world because they don't take any offenses. But the worship of Radha Krishna is not recommended for anybody and everybody unless they are qualified to a certain degree. The reason is this only, because in worship of Radha Krishna the offenses may be committed and they may become very grave and serious. So directly serving the form of Krishna can lead to committing offenses. Whereas the holy names of Krishna is more merciful than Krishna, it is said. In what respect? He does not there is one particular verse to recite how even an offender can approach the holy name. Again and again. Bhumau skhalita padanam bhumireva avalambanam namajata paradhanam tameva sharanam prabho. This verse says, just like a child walking on the floor may slip and fall on the floor, but take support of the same floor to get up again. Similarly, when we commit offenses, the holy name is ready to forgive us and again uplift us. Again, when we take shelter of the holy name. So sometimes if a jamindar is employing a servant, if a servant is inattentive in his service, or if a servant is neglectfully performing a service in a half-hearted way, or if a servant becomes a thief and loots the property of jamindar, or if a person tries to usurp the property of jamindar, these are all different degrees of offenses to the jamindar. In the same manner, while approaching the holy name also, one is forgiven repeatedly, several times, in fact millions of times by the holy name, as one is willing to take shelter of the holy name. That is why it is said, Haristane aparade tare harina. That whatever offenses are committed to Lord Hari are nullified by taking shelter of the Hari Naam, by taking shelter of the holy names of Krishna. That is why, while chanting the holy name, when our mind wanders away, one can again pray to the holy name that please kindly help me to be more attentive in allowing you into my ears and into my heart so that you will do the work of purifying my heart. Because Krishna does not purify our heart unless we hire him. He does not unnecessarily interfere with our free will unless we request him to. Because we cannot purify ourselves. We are like naughty children. But if we really desire purification, who can do that? Krishna can only do that through his holy name, which we have to admit through our ears. So we have to chant with the tongue and admit the holy name through the ears. Then Krishna can go inside in the form of his holy name and touch our heart, cleanse our heart and render it nirmal, purified. So in chanting of the holy name, our ears become blocked due to offenses that we commit, the topmost of it being the inattentiveness towards the holy name. So if the holy name is uttered improperly, or the holy name is uttered properly but not heard, if it is not paid attention, or it is allowed into the ears, but the mind is elsewhere. So in this way, we are unable to take the advantages of the Lord who is available to us in such a very easy form in His holy name, by repeated recitation of which can completely cleanse dhunoti kalmasham, it is said. Dhunoti means actually it can completely cleanse our heart. So these glories of the holy name are explained in the scriptures because one should know the easy accessibility Krishna has made in our lives towards Him. So then one can become grateful and repentant and remorseful, and one can approach the holy name with proper attitude. Because without this, the inch by inch progress is not going to become more swift. If one continues to maintain adamant attitude in just neglectfully, wildly chanting the holy name without paying heed to the truths about the holy name. Because only when we become more internally conscious of the benefits of the holy name and the value of the holy name, can we approach the holy name with proper attitude. Harinam Prabhu ki.